Our free podcast is made possible by contributions to Stardate and your local radio station. Please visit stardate.org to make a donation, to subscribe to our paid premium same-day audio, or to sponsor Stardate for a day. Stardate, August 14th. World War II ended 76 years ago. We can't go back in time to see it happen, but we can see something from that same time. The light from the southern claw of the scorpion. The claw is represented by the star Zubinel Janubi. It's just a whisker below the moon this evening, so close that it may be a bit difficult to see through the moon's glare. The star is in the constellation Libra, the balance scales. But its name comes from a time when it represented the southern claw of Scorpius, which is next door. The system consists of at least four stars, which are split into two pairs. One pair is about 75 light-years from Earth, while the other is about a light-year farther. A light-year is the distance light travels in 1 year, almost 6 million million miles. If a star is 76 light-years away, that means its light has taken 76 years to reach us. Put another way, the light we see from it tonight actually left the star 76 years ago. Which is the case with one half of the southern claw of the scorpion. So we don't know what's going on with the star right now, and won't until around the year 2097. Of course, the reverse is true as well. If any of the stars of Zubinel Janubi have planets, and if there's anyone on those planets who's looking toward the sun, they'll see it as it looked 76 years ago, at the time a global conflict was ending on the sun's third planet. You can find out about McDonald Observatory visitor programs at mcdonaldobservatory.org. And for the McDonald Observatory, I'm Billy Henry.